B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. This is such so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go. ABCDEFGH, I'm on A plus English.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, we're continuing our story from yesterday, although it is a little bit different. These are kind of like diary entries. Mm-hmm. So these are people who, you know, write down and record the interesting moments of their day and of their life. And yesterday, we learned about this young boy who was going with his mom to help a poor family in the neighborhood. The boy found out that the son of this poor family was a classmate. And he also noticed that even though this kid has almost no money and his family's poor, he works really hard at school. He doesn't complain about, you know, his bad
being
luck
poor.
Or being poor or anything like that. He just buckles down, he gets down to work, does what he needs to do to try to improve his life. So the other kid, the kid with a bit more money and, you know, more luck, he kind of felt, wow, I should be working hard too.
Yeah.
That kid doesn't have anything and he works a lot harder than me. So that's a good lesson. So mm-hmm. today we're going to be looking at something that's kind of different. It has a different mm-hmm. title. So let's check out the article and see what this is all about.
Okay. Heart.
Head of the class. Friday, November 25th, 1881. I worked hard all last month. I'm still not the head of the class, though. That's DeRossi. He's always best at everything.
You have special gifts,
the teacher told him yesterday.
You mustn't waste them.
DeRossi is also tall and handsome, and his family is rich. Sometimes I feel envious of him. He makes me feel smaller. However, DeRossi is always kind to others. He helps other boys with their work and gives his things away. This makes me ashamed of my feelings. I should try to be more like DeRossi. After all, even though he's intelligent, he always works hard.
Word power!
Class. Class. Our teacher took our class on a trip to the art museum yesterday. Our teacher took our class on a trip to the art museum yesterday. Handsome, handsome. Thomas looked very handsome in his new clothes. Thomas looked very handsome in his new clothes. Kind, kind. Susan is always kind to her little brother. She helps him with many things. Susan is always kind to her little brother. She helps him with many things. Intelligent, intelligent. Nadia is very intelligent and always understands everything at school. Nadia is very intelligent and always understands everything at school.
认识字汇.
Envious. Ashamed. Feelings.
All right, so the article begins with a title, Head of the Class. That's like the class leader. If you're the sort of president of your class, you might be the head of the class. Or if you're the best in the class in a certain subject, you might be also described as the head of the class. If you get 100% on all your math tests, you would be head of the class in math or something. But anyways, that's our title, Head of the Class. And again, this is a story that comes to us from a long time ago, just like yesterday's. The date here on the diary is Friday, November 25th, 1881.
Wow.
So again, a whole many years ago. The article begins, I worked hard all last month. I'm still not the head of the class, though.
Okay, 我们今天要看一下另外一个日记的文章，但是都是同一个作家哦。他说，他的一开始的主题，主标是Head of the class, 第一名1881年11月25日的星期五。那一开始呢他就说我那个就是上个月我很努力用功啊但是我还仍然不是班上第一名。这里的 at or the head of, 什么什么就是什么什么的第一名。
And we spell class, C-L-A-S-S.Being head of the class is a big deal because a class for students is basically the group of students that they study with, that they go to the same room at the same time, they have the same teacher, they take the same tests, they do the same homework because they're all in a class. In junior high school or elementary school, you might be with the same kids, the same class all the time, but as you get older, and especially in university, each class will have a different teacher and different students. So we might have lots of different classes or one class, but basically this is the place that we go, this is the time that we study subjects, and these are the people that we study with. It's your class, right?
And how do I use this in a sentence?
Well, I'll give you an example, class. It says, our teacher took our class on a trip to the art museum yesterday. Our teacher took our class on a trip to the art museum yesterday. That's called a class trip.
好 ,class 在本课呢是有班级的意思它是个名词。那康维刚刚的例句提到就是我们老师昨天带我们班到这个 art museum, 就是艺术博物馆参观。Okay, so, who is the head of the class then?
Me!
Oh, no, I mean in today's story.
Me! No, it's not me. All right. So yeah, let's find out. It says, that's De Rossi.He's always best at everything.
Whoa.
Ugh, I hate that, De Rossi.
所以他就说第一名是 De Rossi. Okay, 他在每件事情上都是最棒的好棒棒哦。So De Rossi is the best at everything. I'm so jealous.
No, so annoying, right?
I know.
Jeez.
I bet he's not nice.I bet he's not a nice person.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Who knows? But the teacher seems to like him, too. We read, you have special gifts, the teacher told him yesterday. You mustn't waste them.
Okay, 这时候呢，我们来看一下课文。他说，老师昨天告诉他，你有特别的gift, 不是礼物哦是天赋。你一定不能浪费他们。没错 ,gift 在本课有天赋才能的意思像是 he has a gift for languages, 他有语言天分哦或是天赋。那一般我们用到的 gift, 可能大家比较熟悉的就是礼物哦或者是赠品这样之类的。比方像是 a birthday gift,、
Yay!
就是生日礼物。I love getting birthday gifts.
You didn't have to.
Oh,
but
okay.
You didn't, did you?
I didn't.
You didn't get me a gift.
No,
yeah, but people do love getting gifts, usually.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
Usually, that's right. All right, so he has a gift. That means he has a talent for something, and that's not all. Next we read, De Rossi is also tall and handsome.
What?
And his family is rich.In this case, we're talking about how he looks, his appearance, his attractiveness. We have this word power word, handsome, H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E, that's an adjective. And basically, handsome is like beautiful, pretty, something like that. Generally, we would call a man handsome, a woman pretty or beautiful. But that's not always the case. But generally, that's a safe word to use. If you see a really good-looking guy, you might say, wow, he's so handsome. Who's handsome these days, Laura? Big movie stars? Are we still talking Brad Pitt and George Clooney?
Or Leonardo DiCaprio?
That seems boring.
They're old.
They do.
I'm sorry.
They seem boring. But anyways, you can think of some handsome
BTS,
actors.
BTS, I think, Korean boy bands.
See, I would call them pretty.
Oh, they are.
Because handsome
pretty.
Is like a little more manly. And those guys have great makeup. So I might call them pretty.
I used to think Brad Pitt was handsome.
How about Aquaman? I know a lot of ladies kind of like that guy.
Yeah, he's great. Right?
But he's like big and muscular. Yeah. He's a manly man.
He's not my type,
though.
No, you're not handsome.
Anyways, yes. Well, there you go. That's a very good lesson about handsome. What is handsome for you might be handsome for your best friend. And, you know, people from different places and different ages consider different people to be
handsome,
good looking, generally a man, but not always. For example, Thomas looked very handsome in his new clothes. Thomas looked very handsome in his new clothes. Maybe he got a nice suit or something like that.
Okay, 好了，我们来看一下 handsome 就是英俊的，它是一个形容词。那通常当然我们是形容男生咯。那如果男女都通用，我们可以用 good looking 就是好看的 or attractive 哦，非常吸引人，很有魅力的哦。OK， 看回刚刚的例句，提到就是 Thomas 他穿着新衣服，看起来非常英俊。那我们课文的谁很英俊？就是 DeRozzi， 他又高哇，又英俊，他的家还很有钱。根本是气死人，人生胜利组。Okay, I'm actually very jealous.
You're jealous of DeRozzi?
Yeah.
You want to be a handsome young man?
I want to be rich.
Oh, I see. You just want to be DeRozzi's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Then you don't have to be handsome.
I know.
All right. Anyway, so the writer is having some feelings about this. DeRozzi's popular and smart and everything seems so wonderful in his life. So that's why it doesn't surprise us too much. It seems natural when the writer says, sometimes I feel envious of him. Or in other words, sometimes I am jealous of him.
刚刚有提到 sometimes, 就是有时候啦，所以还没有那么的就是强烈说我非常非常的嫉妒他，有没有，总是他只有有时候有点 envious， 这个形容词就是嫉妒的，羡慕的，你们可以用 jealous 来表示嫉妒。And what else?
And he makes me feel smaller.
Yeah, he has it all. Okay, so small 在这里呢，其实呢是有点就是卑微的啊，或者是有点像是自卑啦。这个作家是这种想法。那当然也有可能是因为，这个在讲话的人他可能身高不高，他很羡慕，就是 DeRozzi 是不是很高大这样的意思。Small 其实这个字有很多的意思，像我们刚刚提到，它有就是高矮的那种小小的这样的意思，像是 a small dog, a small house, 小房子啊，小狗啦，或者是 that jacket's too small for you, 那个夹克对你穿起来太小了，所以这是尺寸的小。Small 朋友幼儿的意思。那我刚刚就提到说 small 还有卑微的微不足道的意思，就是可能比较贴近就是课文的用法哦。比方像是呢 talking to her makes me feel small, 跟她讲话让我感觉到自己很卑微， or he felt very small to be caught cheating.
Ooh, yeah.
这里的 small 就是羞愧的意思啦。Okay, so sometimes he feels envious of DeRozzi. What about DeRozzi? What's he like?
Well, it said, yeah, he makes me feel smaller. Mm-hmm. So you would imagine that maybe DeRozzi's mean, right? He's teasing people, because that's the kind of person who would make you feel small. They're making fun of you and making you feel bad about yourself. But no, that doesn't seem to be the case here. It says, however, DeRozzi is always kind to others. So it's not DeRozzi who's making you feel bad. It's maybe yourself is making you feel bad, right? But it's not DeRozzi because he's kind. And the word kind is spelled K-I-N-D. That's K-I-N-D, kind. Kind means nice, generous. You're good to people. You treat them well. You show them respect. You do good things for them. You're really just an all-round, super wonderful, great person. You're very, very kind. For example, we could say Susan is always kind to her little brother. She helps him with many things. Susan is always kind to her little brother. She helps him with many things. There's nothing she won't do for her brother.
Aww.
What a sweetie.
竟然完全猜不透原来 DeRossi 他怎么样呢？然而他对其他人总是很好，这是课文我们看到的哦。人很好，我们可以用 kind 这个形容词，就是有善意的或是体贴的意思。比方像是啊，我们的 A 加副主编 Cassie 有没有在听呢？ Cassie is a very kind and thoughtful person， 他是一个非常宽容或是体贴的人。那有时候可能兄弟姐妹吵架啊，那可能妈妈就会跟你说 Please be kind to your sister， 就对你的妹妹好一点哦。
I don't want to
OK， 那看回刚刚的例句提到，就是 Susan 总是对她弟弟很好，她帮忙她做很多事情。 Wow， what a surprise， so he's a very kind person.
Yeah， very kind. And we get an example of that,
right?
In the next sentence. He helps other boys with their work and gives his things away. So he helps other students with their homework, and he's very generous. He gives his things away. When he's got clothes or sports equipment or a bicycle or whatever that he doesn't want or doesn't use, he just gives it to people. He doesn't ask for any money.
Wow, how nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Very kind.
所以他人有多好呢？我们来看到他说，他会帮助其他男孩做功课，而且把他的东西送给别人。哎，这里我们提到的 give away 就是，可能赠送啊，甚至他有分发的意思。比方像是 you can give away your old toys or books and clothes to those in need.
That's a good
idea. Don't just throw them away.
There you go. And so how does this boy feel when he sees DeRossi being so kind? This makes me ashamed of my feelings. Well, yeah, you kind of don't like someone even though they're nice. So that makes you feel bad about yourself for being like what we would call today a hater. You're just a hater.
Yeah.
You just don't like good people. You just feel jealous all the time. So then you hate people because it's about you. It's not really them. You're the problem, so then you are ashamed. You're embarrassed about how you feel, about these bad, sort of ugly emotions. And you know you shouldn't feel that way, but you do. So then you kind of feel bad and embarrassed about yourself.
Yeah, so you should.
Yeah.
Ashamed,
yeah.
就是感到羞愧的，它是一个形容词哦。那 feelings 就是指这个情绪啦，尤其是敏感的情绪哦。所以课文作者就提到说，这让我对于自己的情绪感到羞愧。So yeah, I think he should just learn from DeRossi.
Well, that's what he says. I should try to be more like DeRossi. I should try to be more like him. After all, even though he's intelligent, he always works hard. Yeah, well, that's a good point. So even though DeRossi is very smart, very intelligent, he's not lazy in school. He still works hard. Even though he's good at things, he still works hard at those things, too. That's great. And being intelligent is great, too, if you're lucky to be born that way, or if you study hard, good for you. This is a word power word, intelligent, intelligent. It's an adjective and it means smart. If you know a lot, if you're very educated, if you're, you know, intelligent, if you solve problems, I should say, you know, very easily, or, you know, can find the answers to puzzles or things like that, you're probably smart, you got a good brain, you're very intelligent.Well done. For example, Nadia is very intelligent and always understands everything at school. Nadia is very intelligent and always understands everything at school.
Intelligent, and that's my name. Okay, just kidding.
Really, I thought it was Laura.
Okay, intelligent 是聪明的，它是一个形容词。Okay, 我们可以用来形容某人，他是非常极度聪明，就是 very intelligent people or highly intelligent people, 就是超级聪明的。当然，口语我们可以用 smart 来表示聪明的，可是 intelligent 比较像是那种，就是他可能就是非常就是。智慧型的那种感觉的聪明 OK 那我们看回刚刚的例句 Nadia 她很聪明总是可以理解课堂上所有的东西对啊因为 smart 有时候可能是小聪明而已哦好啦那所以课文的主角就说我应该要试着跟 DeRossi 一样 OK 更像他一点毕竟虽然他很聪明但他总是非常的努力很用功哦 Yeah OK Well that comes to the end of day two's article.
Oh, no.
Already?
That's it. We're almost done. Okay, let's go to today's magic box, and then it will be time for our brief review.
Magic box! 找亮点!
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。Head 头部这个字我们再熟悉不过了，不过它当名词使用，除了我们熟悉的头部这个意思，还可以怎么用呢？今天就让 Casey 一次帮你大整理吧。Head 还可以当作头脑、思想这样的意思，像是 Mike did the math quickly in his head. Mike did the math quickly in his head. Mike 很快的在脑中计算这个数学题目。这边的 head 呢，常常可以跟其他像是 mind 或者是 thought 这类的字替换使用哦。再来第二种。Head 当作名词用，还可以当作是首领 leader 的意思。这个用法很常见，像是我要说某个团体或是部门的领导人，就可以用 the head of something 来说。像是11 heads of countries attended the ceremony. 11 heads of countries attended the ceremony. 有11个国家的领导人来参加这场典礼。再来呢 ，head 也有居首位、第一的意思，像是 we're now at the head of the line， we're now at the head of the line， 我们现在在排队队伍的最前面，排在第一个这样的意思。或者是呢 ，the host is sitting at the head of the table， the host is sitting at the head of the table， 主持人通常会坐在桌子最前端的位置。以上整理 head 常见的几种字义都学起来了吗？马上来练习看看该怎么翻译一下这一句。 Jessica 写了一些字在这一页的最前面，该怎么用 head 来表示最前面呢？ The answer is Jessica wrote some words at the head of this page. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, just time for a quick review. Let's do another fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Yeah, why not fill in the blanks? Because blanks need to be filled in. Our first sentence for fill in the blanks is, wow, the blank size in university is much bigger than in high school. The blank size in university is much bigger in... the blank size in university is... I said
the it. The class size.
I didn't say it.Class size.
The class
Thank
size.
You. There you go. I confused myself. The class size in university is much bigger、mm-hmm. than in high school.
One more. I want to do one more.
One more, but I don't mind university because my teachers are all very blank.
That could be handsome or intelligent.
It tells me a lot about you which one you pick.
Or kind. Okay, I'll say intelligent.
Yeah, well, okay, university teachers are often intelligent, but having、mm-hmm. a kind teacher would、
yeah.
be nice too,
I
right?
Know. You、or、don't a want handsome
your、
one.
Teacher to be. I would say that that's less important, but it would still be nice. So having、yeah. a kind, intelligent, and handsome teacher would be the perfect world in university.、
Aww.
So we wish you guys all the best, no matter what your teachers are like, and please come back to join us tomorrow for much, much more.Much more. We'll、
okay.
see you then.
Bye.
Heart.
Head of the class. Friday, November 25th, 1881. I worked hard all last month. I'm still not the head of the class, though. That's DeRossi. He's always best at everything.
You have special gifts,
the teacher told him yesterday.
You mustn't waste them.
DeRossi is also tall and handsome, and his family is rich. Sometimes I feel envious of him. He makes me feel smaller. However,DeRossi is always kind to others. He helps other boys with their work and gives his things away. This makes me ashamed of my feelings. I should try to be more like DeRossi. After all, even though he's intelligent, he always works hard.
Class. Class. Our teacher took our class on a trip to the art museum yesterday. Our teacher took our class on a trip to the art museum yesterday. Handsome, handsome. Thomas looked very handsome in his new clothes. Thomas looked very handsome in his new clothes. Kind, kind. Susan is always kind to her little brother. She helps him with many things. Susan is always kind to her little brother. She helps him with many things. Intelligent, intelligent. Nadia is very intelligent and always understands everything at school. Nadia is very intelligent and always understands everything at school.
认识字汇
Envious. Ashamed. Feelings.
节目是由 A Plus English 空中美语制作。A Plus English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net 谢谢您的收听。